Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of Tenny Talks podcast. I miss you guys so much. I'm almost tempted to go back to posting weekly, but no, not for now. So what do you think about these podcasts? What do you think about me, your host? What do you think about my voice? Would you care how I look? If you've seen my picture before, what do you think about me, about my physique? I know, it's weird. I'm asking you so many questions and you might be wondering, like, what's going on? Anyways, this is how some of us sound when we are constantly questioning and, you know, asking, oh, what do you think of this? Do I look good? Does my outfit look nice? What do you think of my presentation? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And it brings me to today's topic, which is chasing validation. Now, this topic, I kind of like struggled with how I want to deliver it initially, but I'm just going to speak from my heart and speak from a place of truth in terms of like me telling you how this particular topic has affected my life over the years and how I am working on it, because I will not fully say I've overcome it. At the end of the day, we're human beings, right? And we're social beings, you know, and we like to get validation, right? It's normal. It's just human nature. We like to ask of other people's opinions. And so it's not necessarily a bad thing, but then it becomes a problem when you can't make decisions until you have heard from other people, until you have sought out external validation, and then you now, you know, form your own opinion and all of that. And so that's when it becomes an issue. So we're going to be talking about external validation, how it could be harmful if you become dependent on it. And we're also going to be talking about internal validation, because you need to be able to validate yourself first and foremost. You need to be able to approve your own things first and foremost before always relying on other people's view about what you are doing or how you look, or, you know, whatever it might be. And so, like I said, validation basically is like external validation, mind you, is approval from anybody that is not you. So it can be your parents, your friends, it can be at work, from your boss, from your social media followers self, because that one is like another, you know, entirely different ball game. And so external validation is anything that is outside of you. And, you know, when you condition yourself to seek external validation and then you in turn use it as a measure to your worth, and then you start to use it as, you know, a metric sort of to measure your worth or your success or how you look and all of that, you just realize that you spend most of your life, if not your entire life, feeling very unfulfilled, feeling very self-reliant on other people's opinions. And this is very bad, because you can't predict what anybody can say about you or about your work. And so if imagine now basing your entire worth and your entire success on something that you can't even predict, that's just very bad. And I think that we need to be able to look inward first and foremost. So some of us, you might be listening and you might be thinking, let me just end the podcast here, let me just stop listening here, because I don't have this problem or I don't have this issue. But, you know, sometimes it can come in very subtle forms. You know, it's not always very glaring for some people. For some people, it's as tiny as, let me give an example. So you know how maybe you're going out, you put on an outfit, you have like several outfits planned, and, you know, you kind of have an idea of how you want to look. And so you put on an outfit and you look at yourself Now, you have not even formed an opinion whether you like it or not, or whether you look good or not. And then the next thing you do is to maybe meet your friend or meet someone in the house and be like, oh, how do you think I look? And they tell you, oh, you look good. Now, you're not satisfied. You go ahead and, you know, maybe FaceTime someone, make a video call and be like, how do you think I look? I know the person tells you again. And so after gathering all that validation from external sources, you now go back to the mirror, look at yourself, and then you now form your own opinion after gathering those, you know, external feedback. And so you now start to look at it and be like, not bad. I don't think I look bad. I think I look good. But deep down, you're still not satisfied though, because when you go out, you still expect that people should tell you, oh, you look nice and all of that. And so these very subtle actions or inactions can signify that you sort of seek external validation. Now, in that kind of example that I gave, I would expect that when you dress up, look in the mirror, you're supposed to admire yourself first and foremost. Or if you're not really feeling the outfits, you can be like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. Then you can now go and meet someone else and be like, oh, what do you think? Oh, I don't think I'm feeling this top. Oh, I don't think I like this. I don't think this, I don't think that. Now, that way, you have already formed an opinion about it based on, you know, your own internal, like, judgments. You have already, like, given yourself whatever approval or disapproval you need before seeking an external opinion. And so you are able to make better decisions when you do things this way, rather than getting your feedback from the external source first before now forming your own internal feedback. That's just like a very disastrous recipe. And it's just like a very basic example. But now imagine it in like other areas. Imagine it in other areas of life, and you know, it's really no good and all of that. And so you need to be in control. You shouldn't delegate your worthiness or ultimately your feelings. You shouldn't delegate it to other people. It should come from you first. It should come from you first and foremost. Because like I said earlier, you have no control over what people think and what they say at the end of the day. And so you shouldn't be handing over your happiness or your joy or your thoughts to anybody. You should be doing that for yourself. And you know, sometimes people that are always chasing external validation, it can also manifest in like people pleasing. So you are always trying to make people like you. You want everybody to like you. You want everybody to comfortable with you. But the truth of the matter is, not everybody will like you. And that's perfectly fine. You don't have to be nice to everybody. I mean, you should be kind, but you shouldn't do it from a place of wanting them to like you and then trying to please them. And then, you know, overstretching yourself, going out of your way to please people or do things for people when you know it's not even convenient for you. And this thing I'm saying, I can say it's confidently because I have lived through this. So I am a kind person. I know that. I don't need anybody to tell me that I'm a kind person. I know I'm a kind person. But the only difference now is that my motivation for being a kind person or for being nice has changed. So before, I used to do nice things to people, but then deep down in my head, I'll be expecting, you know, positive feedback. I just like when people tell me, oh, Tenny, you've helped me so much. Oh, Tenny, thank you for doing this. Oh, Tenny, this and that and that and that. And I just got so much dopamine from doing all of that. But now I have shifted my motive. So now whenever I do nice things for people, or I'm kind to people, or I help people out, I am genuinely, like when I tell you, I am genuinely not expecting any positive feedback. I have done it because I want to do it, not because I want you to reward me, or not because I want you to tell me thank you, or not because I want you to praise me. And so you see that it's better to you know, live this way, because if you're always expecting some sort of praise or thanks or feedback for doing things, and then you would realize that you get hooked to the point where you would always be overstretching yourself and doing things at your own detriment to please people. And that's what I was doing those days. People would come and tell me, oh, 10 piece, can you help me do this? Even when it's not convenient, but because I don't want to tell them no, and I don't want them to look at me like I'm a bad person, I'll say, okay, I'll do it when it's not convenient. Oh, 10 piece, can you lend me so amount? Bro, I don't even have so much money in my account at that point in time. I will squeeze myself, I will give it, I'll say, oh, no problem. you know. And I had to sit myself down one day and just like evaluate, like, why are you really doing all of this? Why are you, you know, inconveniencing yourself, going so far to just please people? And when I was able to tell myself the truth and have like self-awareness to understand that, okay, at this point, this kind of has like a connection to wanting to be validated by other people, it just like, it was just a good thing for me, because okay, now I have identified what the problem was and I started working towards it. So now I still help people, I still try to be there for people, for my friends, for people, and but I don't necessarily do it at my own detriment anymore. I still set boundaries now, and I make sure that I'm not compromising my sanity, I'm not compromising my health for anybody. Because if you keep giving, people will keep taking, and by the time you run out, you'll be left to solve your own problems yourself, or you'll be left to like handle it yourself at the end of the day, and you just realize that you just get burnt out quickly if you are not setting healthy boundaries, and if you are not like just knowing your limits generally. And so external validation too can like look like overworking, overachieving. So there are some people that they always want to perform well, which is not a bad thing. Let's establish that it's not a bad thing. But when you are always doing it to the point where, imagine you pass an exam, for example, and then next thing you're like, oh yeah, I passed it. And then everybody's telling you congratulations, and you're not even settling down to bask in that glory or that victory. All that is in your head is, ooh, I like all of these praises I'm getting. What next can I do? What other thing can I do that people would, you know, praise me again? And before you know it, you're just overworking yourself, always looking for the next big thing to achieve, and you're not truly enjoying life. Like, there's really nothing wrong in achieving things, but you need to slow down sometimes and really enjoy it, and do it for yourself, not because you want people to praise you, or, you know, say, make you feel good about it, or, you know, whatever your reason might be. And also, I'll just say that at the end of the day, we need to all practice self-awareness. You need to sit yourself down. If you feel like this external validation thing is something that you are currently facing, like it's an issue you're trying to tackle, good for you. At least you are self-aware already and you can start to work towards it. But if you feel like is not something that you have a problem with, you also need to kind of like sit yourself down again, because like I said, it could be subtle. Sit yourself down and think long and hard about your actions and your inactions, and ask yourself truthfully if there are certain things you do that is only, the motive behind it is for validation from other people. There was this thing that someone said. She said that she was giving life advice, basically, and then she said that she has grown to the point where she doesn't seek validation from other people, that she, anything you tell her is just a confirmation of what she already knows. And that like sounded so profound to me, because basically she's just saying that she's not, whatever opinion you have of her, it's not, you are not validating it, you're only confirming. So if it's a good thing, you're just confirming what she already knows about herself, and if it's a bad thing, you're just bringing it to her attention, what she needs to probably work on. And like, if you think about it that way, you know, it's like a step to tackle, you know, seeking external validation from people. Because if you think about it, like, okay, whatever anybody tells me, if it's good, they're just confirming what I already know about myself, and if it's bad, it's just like a wake-up call, an attention that, okay, you need to work on yourself in this area. So that way you will live a stress-free life. You will live a life free of overthinking or worrying or trying to perform for other people or trying to receive, you know, praises from other people. And I know that it might not be easy, because to be honest, internal validation is not, the feeling you get is not as strong as external validation. let's be real, like, it's not as strong. But then you are playing a long game. In the long run, it will help you live a better life. Because if you are seeking external validation, you are going to be stressed a lot. As in, when I say a lot, you will be stressed. And it's going to manifest in various areas of your life. Whether it be work, family, whatever it might be, friendship, you know, anything. But then, if you tend to focus more on internal validation, on validating yourself first, on reevaluating the metric in which you are using to measure your self-worth and your success, that way you're going to be playing the long game, and in the long run it's going to benefit you, because you're going to live a more peaceful and, you know, calm, soothing life, which you would enjoy, and which in turn everybody around you would still enjoy, and you would gain more fulfillment, and you just have like experience like true joy. And so, just round up, your self-worth should never ever be tied to what other people think. And it's okay not to be liked by everybody. I would say it again, it is perfectly fine not to be liked by everybody. Don't try to be a people pleaser. Don't try to make everybody like you. Don't try to, you know, do anything to your own detriment. Always ask yourself questions truthfully. Try to answer them truthfully. You know, form your own opinion first. Don't let your opinion of things or of your work or of yourself, don't let it be based on other people's opinions. No, form your own first. Then you can now seek external, like just extra eye based on maybe expert judgment or whatever it might be. Then you can seek external opinion and then try and be objective about it. But make sure that you come first in whatever you do. This is not trying to promote selfishness, because that's not the intended message, but just put yourself first in terms of like asking yourself questions and forming your own opinions first. Be open-minded, yeah, because you can form your opinions and then now be strong-headed when other people tell you things and all of that. No, be open-minded, form your opinions first before asking for external advice or external opinions. But do not base your self-worth on what other people think. So that's it from me for this episode. It was so lovely speaking to you guys. Please like, comment, share. Rate this podcast on your preferred listening platform. Wherever you listen to, be it Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever. Like, rate, and share. And be blessed. Have a lovely, lovely life, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.